The Restless Prophet. Commentary for the September 18, 2021 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry. This week's lesson is about the book of Jonah. If you had known what these words mean, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," you would not have condemned the innocent. Matthew chapter 12, verse 7. When I was baptized in the 1960s, it was largely a matter of, these are the rules, if you agree to follow them, you are in. This happened after a series of studies showing how everyone else was wrong, and my denomination was the one that got everything right. I think this is a position of most denominations and religions. If it were not, what would be the point of emphasizing any distinctiveness to attract members? While each enjoys the racial and cultural trappings of where their denomination arose, usually the most important distinction between them is dogma and the rules that sprout from it. While those rules can be compassionately assertive, they can also be selfishly defensive. We can aggressively confront the ills of this world with healing, comfort, and hope. Or we can use the rules as a barrier to keep others at a distance, lest we find ourselves contaminated with their shortfalls on orthodoxy. Each will primarily be attractive to those who share that perspective and will seek fellowship with the church. Raised in a family where rules were often more important than truth, and challenges to those arbitrary rules were not acceptable, I grew to see rules as a defense against emotional or physical pain that might result from disobedience. As a result, I found myself drawn to organizations that offered a prepackaged set of rules that also could not be questioned. This led me into the military for over 6 years. It also brought me into my current denomination. Having been in the denomination for over 50 years, I have seen those rules grow to a list of 28. I have also seen that list become more detailed as the denomination tries to end any wiggle room over dogma. One of the latest has focused on making the creation story a literal six-day event as we define a day to be in the present. When I joined the denomination, I did as many new converts do. I looked to outperform older members by being better at keeping the rules than one might expect from someone new. I expected this would grant me acceptance and respect from the church leaders. It did not. Instead, some felt I was only interested in earning brownie points with God and that my obedience was primarily based in selfishness. This became clearer as I also did something else new converts do. I began to focus on others, not in a compassionate way, but to compare them to the list of rules I had agreed to obey. I questioned their commitment when I saw discrepancies, and even went so far as to ask if they were really converted. I reflected the image of God as someone who is eagerly awaiting a rules infraction so he can have an excuse to cut sheep from the fold and exclude them. I am sorry to say that even when I later became a pastor, I had too much of this in my thinking, even though I had begun to discover the grace and compassion that had been missing in my earlier life and in my introduction to the denomination. I believe Jonah the prophet had a similar experience to mine. He had a religion that excluded those who did not follow the rules as he understood them. God tried to get him to move beyond that, from exclusion to outreach. Jonah refused and fled from the opportunity God was providing him. He wanted nothing to do with an outreach to the wicked Ninevites. Though he should have known better, he tried to flee from God by sailing to a foreign shore. The fact that God was deeply moved about the fate of the Ninevites, a foreign people, should have revealed that his presence and compassion spanned the globe and did not end at the borders of Israel. While Jonah was fleeing, a storm arose at sea, and the religious views of many people at the time were that any natural obstacle must be caused by the gods. Appeasing those gods was therefore necessary to survive the calamity. Ultimately, Jonah was tossed overboard as a necessary sacrifice. But God's character is love and compassion. Rather than allow Jonah to drown in the storm, he was rescued by a fish. Jonah cried out to God from the fish and promised to go to Nineveh as requested. God heard his cry, and he was then placed ashore by the fish. Ever since this story was written, Bible scholars have debated the literalness of the account. They have questioned what kind of fish it could have been, or how could a person survive that long inside a fish. But literalists often miss the point of the biblical narrative. There are some strong clues that this story was to be taken metaphorically. For instance, Jonah's 3 days in the fish can be seen as a typical reference to Christ's antitypical 3 days in the tomb. His deliverance to the shore alive may well prefigure the resurrection. But if it is to be taken metaphorically, what is the point thus far? Some might feel that it is to emphasize the necessity of faithfulness to God's calling. While that may certainly be derived from the tale, there is a deeper truth. That truth is that God is merciful and compassionate. He wanted to save the Ninevites from their self-destructive path, and he wanted to save Jonah from his mistaken theology. However, although he managed to obtain Jonah's agreement to go to Nineveh, Jonah still saw God as a thundering rules enforcer that would surely punish the Ninevites for their transgressions. To that end, Jonah began preaching thundering judgment against Nineveh. Ironically, the Ninevites understood God's character better than Jonah. They knew that God could be merciful and chose to show repentance rather than rebellion. Jonah didn't care. Instead, he set himself up outside the city to watch and perhaps gloat over its destruction. Despite this, God continued to give him lessons in compassion. To shelter him from the heat, God provided a plant for shade. But when the plant withered, Jonah cursed the situation, not recognizing the blessing he had been given. He felt death would be better than living without the grace God had provided through the plant. He especially felt so upon discovering that God had spared the Ninevites in response to their repentance. But despite his experiences and God's efforts to teach him, the story never says that Jonah repented of his mischaracterization of God. Metaphorically, a case may even be made that Jonah's theology of a God more eager to punish than to save led him only to despair and to crave a hopeless death. There is probably no better characterization of God than the life of Jesus. He easily could have come and died and slam dunk salvation for everyone without all the other things he did. But instead, he healed the sick and gave hope to the despairing wherever he went. One can imagine entire villages where there was no more sickness or disability. If time spent were an indicator, Jesus spent 3 days with his death and resurrection, but he spent well over 3 years modeling the character of compassion. Therefore, it is hard to see how compassion can be uncoupled from salvation in those who would follow his leading. But sadly, that is too often the case. There are still many Jonahs who are more interested in proclaiming doom and destruction rather than mercy and compassion. Some have already taken their seats to wait for the horror and destruction of the apocalypse preceding the parousia. If God was reluctant to destroy a city of 120,000, how much more compassion would he hold for over 7 billion globally? Sadly, when we consider the state of those who profess to follow God today, we find an entirely different character. Some even go as far as to declare that they would willingly put to death those of differing political opinions should disagreement devolve into civil war. Humanity has done this so often in the name of greed, a lust for power, or even in the name of the church. It is not hard to believe that some would indeed characterize God so and cut a bloody path through those who dissent. But God continues to appeal to us to see his true nature as he did with Jonah. He is not willing that any should perish. I have recognized my own failings in compassion and how far I am from where I need to be. I pray continually that God will help me to be a more compassionate person. I fear heaven is more about compassion than rules, and if I don't get it figured out here, I will not be happy there. May God grant each of us the ability to understand the lessons he gives us and to develop a nature that will be fit for heaven. Thank you for listening to this commentary. You can find the written version of this commentary along with scripture footnotes at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. You can also find hundreds of other commentaries there to inspire and to give hope to you in your search for a relationship with God. May God richly bless you and your family.